Welcome to this Thursday, 4:40 p.m. Eastern, Tony and Mad Max show. We're just waiting for Tony to get into the Zoom here. We'll start with the show. A lot to discuss. Mets news. There's talks of Chris Bryant potentially getting traded to the Mets. And yeah, here Pavetta is actually joining us right now. Tony.
Hey, what's good?
What's going on, man?
Out of class?
Yeah, I had class.
All out now, all good?
Yeah, everything's good. Everything is good, and it was a busy day. The Tony Mad Max show live on WSJU Radio, St. John's University. Yeah, man, it was a busy day. I started off the day. I had to do a video for my class today, a lot of editing. Had a big e-board meeting today. We discussed the stipends and grant aid money. Couple disagreements went on in the meeting, of course. Man, I look at your advice that you gave me a few months ago, and I just say to myself, you know, why don't I just listen to Tony and say, move on, just move on?
Oh, why? Was it really bad disagreements?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what happened. We posted this DJ post on Instagram looking for DJs because we're really shorthanded on DJs now that the guy is no longer back.
Yeah.
Wes, Caleb left. He transferred to a different place. The M board member just disappeared. I mean, where did he go? So now we need
who?
He was an M board DJ and he just disappeared. Like apparently he's just not even involved anymore. And now we need a DJ. We need two DJs. We have two vacancies. Received an email yesterday about a student wanting to join to be a DJ. The graduation year on the tag that goes along with your emails, if you have some kind of tag that represents who you are and what you do, it says St. John's University 20. So you graduated last year. You're saying you're a senior now. It doesn't add up. So I didn't respond to the email right away. I had the e-board meeting today and I brought that up to the e-board. I said, I received a fishy email from an incoming member about wanting to join. Her graduation year says 20. Mm-hmm. But she said she's a senior. And then they're like, well, she's doing her fifth year. Then all of a sudden, I get these accusations thrown at me saying I'm age discrimination. I'm using age discrimination.
Who said that? Age discrimination?
Yeah, I'm age discrimination because I said that I don't think it's a great idea to have this person become a part of the club with the e-board because they're going to be gone in 2 months. Why are we going to fill a position with someone that's gone in two damn months? Yeah. Because then you're going to have to go through the whole hiring process over again. Don't you want to eliminate these issues? Let's get someone that's a sophomore in here, a freshman, even a junior. At least it buys you a window of time to find another DJ.
Like, were these in text or were these in the actual meeting?
The actual meeting, and I'm getting bombarded here. Age discrimination. Give me a break.
They were like, were they being serious?
Yeah. Like I was age discrimination, you know, look it up in the dictionary. It's when you discriminate against the elderly. That's what age discrimination is in my mind. I'm discriminating against a senior who's gone in 3 months.
Why can't people just like leave you alone a little bit, man? Like,
oh,
age discrimination. He's going to be gone in 2 months. I mean, like,
I never said they couldn't be a part of the station. I never said that. Yeah. I said they can't be a part of the e-board. They're gone in 2 months.
You're right, they are. I don't get that, man.
I do everything for a reason for the club, and you know what happens. Backfires. You get the pie in the face every time.
You're like, and isn't there like some people at the club too that like were like some of your like actual day ones, and they turn on you?
Yeah, they even turn on you. Everyone's a snake, man. I'm not a snake. I keep it 100 every time and all the way. Like with you, this is why we have a great friendship and we're able to run such a good show on the station, is because we have that camaraderie. We've never had disagreements. If we have, I don't think we have. It's over sports. But you get where I'm coming from and where I lead this club. I'm not doing anything to hurt this club at all. By the way, I've talked to Bob Arone, and we're going to get on iHeartRadio soon. We're in the process of doing that. But, you know, keep throwing the pie in my face, and I'm using age discrimination and all this. I'm doing all these great things. You know, I would love to see one of these members have the balls to go back in time and yell at James, and which he did nothing. He was just a dipshit who did nothing. But you never yelled at him. But me, I'm the problem. Okay.
I just don't get it. Like, well, here's my deal, man. I just don't care. Like, I'm not in there to, like, pick fights with anybody.
Neither am I. People pick the fights with me, though.
Age discrimination. Man, what the hell? First, it's the freaking, what was it? The freaking girl that kept on, like, freaking, like,
stalking me. Yeah, but, you know, I deserve to be violated and just, you know, stick with it. Just be uncomfortable. Let her join the station, no matter how I feel. Insensitive pricks.
My God. Some of your day ones, man. Like, people that, like, actually, like made, like, legit content with you. People that actually, like stood by you back then. Just, like, freaking just, like, turned. Like, they fucking turn around. I shouldn't be saying the F word. But, like, they freaking turn around. They freaking turn around on you. The hell is that?
Exactly. You're a day one. You haven't done anything to piss me off. You know what I mean? All these other people, it's like, why are you so fake? I don't know what it is, man. People got mental problems. They got to straighten their lives out, straighten their heads out. Because I'm fighting for your ass. I'm fighting for your asses down there at the station. And you're throwing all these accusations my way. It's not. You're throwing all the nonsense my way. I'm trying to help you out. And this is why e-boards are never going to work at WSJU Radio. I've been the closest to making them work, despite everything that still goes on. People can't agree on anything. Yeah, it's an agenda, and people can't agree on the same page, which would benefit them. What is the reason for me wanting a DJ on the e-board that would last longer than a semester? 2 months. I think
there's too much political correctness in those clubs, man. It's crazy. Like, listen, Red TV is great. Like, we never had issues because people at Red TV, like, we knew that, like, we had a freaking job to do. Like, we had a show to put on. I feel like in radio, there's so much complaining because there's so many, like, different, like, point of views, and it's so lackadaisical. Like, Of course they're going to say age discrimination because those people don't take you seriously because they don't take radio seriously. Red TV is different, man, because the people in that club, like, they take that stuff seriously. Like they want to do that for their lives. Like, they're not going to, like, throw some petty BS like, oh, like, you're being like you're being mean to somebody because they've got 2 months left. Like, no, like, it's different in radio, man, because nobody cares except for, like, us. Like we cared. Like Andrew Brown cared. Some of the people that we considered are, like, that you considered a day one, like, they used to care, I guess.
Yeah, and just drop the ball.
Like, I don't like dropping names, but, like, you know, like, there's just some people, like, where's freaking Jordan? Where's freaking, like, where are these people? Are they still around?
Jordan's staying home this summer. He may be listening now, but he's staying home. He's staying home. I don't blame him, though.
Like, that's a day one. That's somebody that cares. Seriously. Somebody that cares. Somebody that freaking stood by. Yeah, maybe had a little disagreement here or there, but, like, he stood by. Where are those people? The people you got there now, man, like, I don't even know, like, where'd you find them?
They just came in. They came in off the street.
Like, come on. The thing about TV e-board, man, it's like a family. It's bread, man. It's voted on.
Yeah, well, I don't know how
keyword, much. Keyword, voted.
Voted.
That's the
key. Well, you got a snake in your family over Red TV now.
Yeah.
Oh, and he slithers and he's slimy.
Oh my God! Imagine if you're just sitting in the actual studio, and then you just see him just walk in, just random.
Go out of the glass and just freaking start pummeling him.
Oh my God! If you saw him legitimately walk into radio, would you just be like, you got to get out?
Like, yeah, I would, because I'd be like, the bullshit that he pulled. Even you said that. hiding the ballot from me. He's banned. He's banned, man. He's, I'd be so angered. I heard he was in there once. He was just checking in or something to see. He's like, someone outside wants to join the station. And, you know, he got the vibe. Apparently I talked to Jordan because Jordan and Gary were in the station at the time when he did pop in from coming back, you know, wherever he was, Carolina, maybe he can stay down there and pitch a tent. But
what? Pitch a tent?
Pitch a tent, just stay down there. Who knows? And, you know, he's back. The cancer has finally arrived at Red TV, and he thinks he's going to come back over to WSJU and give us the plague. He's like walking COVID, maybe. He's his own strain.
My God. Yo, can you see how many people are actually like listening in and stuff on here?
Right now? Let's see. I'll double check.
But like, there's no camaraderie, man.
Yeah,
do you know where the real camaraderie comes?
It says there's three people on watching on the YouTube, but there's probably more because it's the station. So when you listen to TuneIn, who knows could be listening.
Dude, the camaraderie comes from the people that are actually working, not the e-board. Do you know how hard it was to get the e-board together back then, dude? It never happened.
Always forget a fucking fight. No one cared. Nobody cares. All the past members... Why did you want to be a part of the e-board if you're just going to do nothing? Drop the ball and just do nothing.
Complain.
Yeah, and just put it on your resume. You can't
That's
do that.
That's it.
You can't do That's that.
And it, key card, that is, dude, you know what it is? It's key card access.
To do what? Nothing. Like you want
it's key, always key card. Dude, you'd be surprised how enticing key card access is.
It wasn't for me. People. I got it my sophomore year, and I was there for a year. And as long as the station was open for me to do my show, I knew how to lock up. As long as the station was open for my show to do, I really didn't care. Like, I got it sophomore year.
Considering we already know what people would do in the station, you know what I mean? Wink, wink.
Yeah.
the file cabinet.
That just reeked.
Key card access was just the ticket. That was it.
Remember when we would joke about all the times we'd be at Monty's, you'd see all the public safety officers, you'd see like cars and trucks, and they'd be going up to WSJU radio and they just raid the place.
Oh yeah, I'm like, yep, they found something.
Yeah. So
all it takes is one. I'm telling you like what was it like? Oh, public safety is looking for a freaking reason to freaking shut us down.
Well, I believed that for a while because the station was in bad hands, in bad terms.
I'll tell you, man.
Your last year, you knew the station. That was brutal that year. That was what a terrible station that year.
I saw some people holding up certain beverages up to the freaking cameras. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Oh.
Cameras that like play to like a big screen, like outside.
I know. Imagine if public safety did go in there. Imagine, what do you think would have happened? They'd have us all on the ground. They'd be like, get on the ground. Stop resisting. They just go in there and they just pummel everyone and keep everyone on the ground.
Well, they probably would have came in and If they had a probable cause, they probably would have searched everything, the file cabinets. Then they would have been done.
Yeah.
The problem is, then they would have been asking whose does it belong to. Then you'd really see the true colors come out of people.
Yeah.
Because
they probably wouldn't snitch on themselves. They wouldn't say anything, and then the whole station goes down because it belongs to everyone.
Exactly. It'd be the end of that.
If they closed WSJU radio, what do you think they would do? They just put like two pieces of wood on the door, or they just put like a big ass lock on it with a chain?
They probably just lock the door. They would probably get rid of everybody's key card access, and
they'd probably like use a crane and like knock down the entire station, knock down the entire booths and everything.
Oh my God.
Like Nuketown in Call of Duty.
Yeah. Man. Yo, I was thinking back. I was watching old Red TV, like, shows that I was in and stuff like that. Like, I missed those days. That was a fun club.
I remember really? You used to have the shoots every Friday because the Fridays I would stay. I remember I'd stay a little later or even stay just for the Friday. I remember you would have to go down there and do the shoots.
Mm-hmm, every Friday. Well, you were gone by that time because you left like in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
Got driven back up to freaking Connecticut.
Yeah.
But like,
oh, it was better than staying around those snakes, please. Especially when, you know, I didn't mind it when Andrew Brown was GM. I didn't mind it. Once the cowboy came in, goodbye. I'm not sticking around hanging with him, please.
Dude, like, such corrupt nonsense. But I do miss those days. I really do.
Yeah, I think you miss radio to a point.
I do. It depends. It depends on what time in radio you're talking about. It depends on the people.
Your best time was probably the last week when you told me that there was no one in the station. You went to Double J's. You're watching the Yankee game on the TV. You had the station to yourself.
Yo, those were the most like mentally peaceful days of like the 4 years in college. I'm not even kidding. Those last days where everybody left and it was only the seniors and I still had my card access to the station and it was literally just me. Yeah. I would go into the studio, dude. Like I could have done a freaking 6-hour show by myself if I wanted to.
You could. And you did. You played that your first demo. I remember because I called in. It was your first demo for radio. And I was like, wow, this is Tony from like 4 years ago. You were doing that. Yep. And not everyone did that. You know, you kept that radio station alive more than me at that time, because I would do my show. We'd go on certain times of days, but because you were office manager, so you were in there a little bit more than me. You would just go on there to fill the airways with content. You did something that no one else did when there was no shows going on. Or if there was a canceled show, I remember a few times when guests just didn't show up, you'd go in there. Well, this guest didn't show up. There's going to be no show tonight. You did that. You ran it like a real professional radio station that you hear on the dials that you turn in your cars. You don't get that anymore. You know that.
Thing is, yeah, I was just sitting there that one night and I'm like, you know, I still have my board test on my computer. Why don't I just play it? And then I do like little commentary, like try to see what's like, you know, different, like, you know, just fill up some time. I did a freaking half hour show talking about the Disney Plus programs that were going to go on that streaming service.
Yeah.
That was really like fun. Like that was fun. Go to Double J's, go back, watch like the Yankees on like Reddit on the computer.
Yeah.
Those were, watch like YouTube, like, come on.
Yeah. It's kind of sad that I won't be able to experience that because I'd probably be in there last week with nobody in there. And because WSJU radio is a second home to me. It's sad that I've lost so much time there because of the pandemic. I'm not going to be able to experience it like you did.
It's a broken home.
It's broken. It's a broken home. Well, it's a house filled with roaches. You got to use an exterminator.
There's only a handful of real, like legit people. We know who they are. And you know what? The people, they know who they are.
Yeah, they know who they are. Of course they do.
They do. I just don't get, like, why nobody. How do you join a club and not take it seriously?
How do you join a club, not take it seriously, and cause problems? I've been there for 4 years. Obey. I'm not like that, but it's like, you know, I'm trying to lead the station in the right direction and you're just, it's like that tug of war, you're pulling the other way when it's like I'm pulling you in the right direction. Why are you pulling the other way?
And why are they like just calling you out on some just nonsense?
Yeah, that doesn't even matter. It's like, you just, here's what it is. I put myself in a very successful position. I know what I want to do in life. I told you last week, radio shows, a late night TV show that I'm going to work my ass off. I don't care if I blood, sweat, and tears, no sleep 24/7. I put myself in the best position for it, and I have the determination to do it. No one else has done anything with their time at that station. No one. you did your show consistently. You've linked up with me. You got me as a connection for life. Where if I ever get a sports show on one of these stations, you're coming with me to be my co-host. You're the only person I want as a co-host. All these other people, though, GMs included, have done nothing. Absolutely nothing. I've made the most of my 4 years there, interviewed big names, people you think of it, athletes, rappers, R&B artists, different people from all walks of life. I put myself in that position because I wanted it. I wanted it. I wanted this for my life. This is what I wanted to do. Radio is my life. TV is what I really want as well. And I put myself in that position.
And they're calling you out for age discrimination over a guy. Was it a guy or a girl?
A girl. I've never seen anything discriminatory against females or anyone.
It's just that, like, okay, so let's say you actually did like bring her in. This is February. February is about to end. Okay, so by the time she really gets like in, you would say it'd be what, like mid-March?
Yeah, it'd be mid-March. So you're looking at maybe 2 months altogether, including the 2 weeks in May.
Because semester, because finals are in May. Like there is no classes real. There is no schoolwork in May. Unless you're talking about like the first 5 days, everything else is finals. School is out mid to late May. There is no like, everything closes up shop around May. A Red TV's last show, the freaking senior show, takes place in the first Friday in May.
Yep.
The senior show is the last show. Like, that's it. We close up shop. We're done. Banquet is the freaking second like Saturday in May. It's in mid-May. It all ends. So the DJ comes in what, like in mid-March? Okay, so really it's more like a month and a half. And to do what? Like, first off,
we're not gonna have events. The pandemic's over. I mean, you're just learning the skills for yourself, but I don't mind that because you know you could become a member, but we want someone there for the e-board. We can't have seniors be on the e-board. And why are you bickering at it? You know what I mean? That's how I look at it. Everyone wants to nitpick at anything that's put in front of them. What can I nitpick at? What could I go at his head for?
100%. What can I go? I just feel like since like day one, people have found like a reason, like not to, you know what I mean? Like, not to work with you, like,
yeah,
like,
not for no, like, look at Jackson. What did I do to that in turd?
Oh, and now we're dropping names, dude. Nah, but it just comes down to the fact that I think they look at you and they say, why does this kid care so much when we don't? It's like, it's a club, man.
Or like I said, man, you've said it before, it's a success with my shows.
And like, listen, if you're a guy, like, listen, my first couple of years in radio, it was literally just go in, do the show and leave. Then around junior year, I was getting a lot more in tune with people socializing and stuff like that. It was different. If you're one of those people that just wants to do their show and leave, 100%.
Be my guest. Don't be a part of the e-board either. You know, do your show and leave. Make sure you show up, because if you don't show up twice for your show, you're off the schedule. You can be that person.
Mm-hmm. I just like don't get like where all this like nonsense is coming from, man. People just don't stop. Between the girl that freaking was freaking hounding you, to the certain guests that you would bring in, like artists would come in and like you'd have to worry about if like somebody was gonna like insult them. Worry about if like people were gonna like hound them at the door, like. Forget that. Your freaking former GM called them freaking thugs.
Yeah.
Like what the hell? Get out of here. You're not professional. What radio GM is calling one of their, like someone in their club, like they're calling one of their guests, like a thug. Like, you gotta be kidding me, man. Like the GM is the president. The people under them are building up the club. If you're bringing an artist that is successful, Why are you demeaning them? You're not doing what a GM should be doing.
Exactly, which is uplifting and inspiring and empowering. And this GM didn't have any of those qualities. And, you know,
he's a freaking snake, apparently.
He's a cowboy. He's a cow bitch.
Oh, my God. You went through the amount of stories that you've had these past 2 years, man. Oh, my God.
Or how about the years? What would you, you know, what was the, would you say was the worst story that you've seen me go through when you were there? And then what was the worst story you think I told you with from the 2 years you weren't there?
The guy story was probably like, was really bad because obvious, for obvious reasons. I think the whole election process, not even just you getting GM, you getting programmings. I mean, it was a struggle for you to even get programmings. I remember, dude, you were trying to find out how we were even voting. And then like, who was it that cost you the freaking election? It was the day of like formal and like,
oh, Anthony Tornatore. But I was mad at him at first, but then he explained to me the situation and why he did what it was, and that actually helped me.
Oh, he did. Yeah. I remember that freaking night of formal too, man. Like everybody was like,
it was heated in there.
It was heated. I mean, you were talking to Andrew and stuff, and like, because you wanted answers.
I'll never forget it. Andrew told me that night because he noticed that I was really pissed off. And, you know, because, you know, everyone's partying in the back. When we went back up to the station, we had to clean up after the garbage, please. God knows what their houses look like. And
how was the cake too? That cake?
Someone had like one slice. I guess everyone was on a diet. But if you look at the people, they didn't look like they were.
Oh, it was one. It was a gigantic, like, this, it was actually a good cake, but it was big, and so only, and there was only one slice taken from it, and yeah, it was, and they freaking left it.
Yeah, we had to clean it up.
We literally, you know what we did?
What did we do?
We just left it outside the door. We said the janitors are coming.
That's right, we did.
Let them take it.
I think there were bottles in there too.
There was so much crap.
It stunk in there.
And they brought the food up too. And it was like, all we did was just, dude, just leave it by the door.
I got to send you a picture. I got to send you a picture from that night of formal. You know, I still have it. And I want your initial reaction to this, like right now. I don't know if you've ever seen the picture, but what's to say a picture says 1,000 words?
Uh-oh.
You're going to see it. And who am I next to? You're going to, because it was the competition between me and the snake. There was no competition anyway. People made it a competition for no reason.
Yeah. I mean, you eventually got the position anyway.
Yeah. You want to see the picture?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to send it to you. You're going to be like, oh, what? Just look at my face in that picture. Just look at my face.
Oh, my God. Yep. And I see that. That your competition was pretty happy.
Yeah, he was pretty happy.
Yo,
in the end, what was you saying?
Where was this at?
Formal.
You're wearing your St. John's like coat. Like, did you have like anything formal to wear? Like,
no, because that's the thing. People told me last minute
that it was formal.
Yeah, that it was formal. I was like, I'll wear the most formal thing I got, which was a St. John's jacket and jeans. Like, that was the most formal thing I had. I wasn't gonna drive back to Connecticut.
And nobody cared.
No one cared. No one cared. And
that's how you know.
Yeah. You saw the picture and
like, yeah.
What does my face look like in that picture?
Just looks like a guy that just knew that he was getting screwed in some way. Like it was going to come. Like what was going through your mind at that time in that picture?
Probably that I wanted to punch someone.
What? Was that when you found out that like, yeah, we're not doing elections.
Yeah, we're not doing elections, and people were propping up the snake to be the programming. Because I looked at it this way: what did he do? He was a part of TV. Because I look at it this way, man, and I've invested everything into radio, and it's like, why can I never get that recognition? I'm stopping looking for recognition because I'm never going to get it from the school. Give me a break. I've done the most for that school than any GM has ever done. The most that anyone's ever done at that station. Brought in guests, you name it. Mm-hmm. Built that station tip top. We're back to where we can be taken seriously. And still nothing. I'm done looking for it. And it's like the members, my fellow members that I'm helping don't even want to recognize me and champion me. And I'm helping you guys out.
Makes sense, man. Listen, that night I was even talking to Andrew. I remember I went into the bathroom and I was like, yo, like, are we doing elections tonight? Cause that's kind of like a tradition here, man. Like, that's what we do. And Andrew was like, nah, I'm probably not doing it. I'm like, oh boy, because we didn't have an e-board. See the thing with CPS clubs is that you have to have your e-board set by a certain time. Like, it's just like, now there's no CPS law that kind of gives you like a deadline. Well, there probably is a deadline, probably by like September. But what you really want to do is have it done by like May. That's what Red TV does. Red TV, you know Red TV's process. It's legit. But we were behind the eight ball. Then we had elections during the summertime where like, didn't you write a speech or something like that?
Yeah, I wrote a speech. Remember, we could really, you know, I'm gone in 2 months. It's over with. Remember when we found all the applications in the filing cabinet and we read all through them and we were just like, yeah, sure. Yeah, this person's going to do that. Remember that?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Kind of like, we were kind of like doing a little friggin' what's it called? Watergate scandal. There. Yeah. I look at everybody's applications. Nah. Who cares, man? That's like Bush League stuff. But oh man, just.
And you remember my paper? My paper was like an essay. Everyone else's and two sentences.
Two sentences. Leave a legacy.
Yeah.
Leave a legacy.
Oh please.
There's too much, man.
Well, I'm afraid, man, I'll leave the legacy and it's just going to go downhill, because it's one thing for me to be there and instill in these people that they need to take it seriously. And then the other thing is, will they do it? And I don't know. They need to start paddling their own canoe. I'm gone in a couple months.
And you know what? It'll be a quick sayonara from there, man. I don't think you'll be hugging anybody goodbye.
Yeah, probably not. See you later.
Oh my God. No, but.
And it's like, a shame, man, because you know how much I love that place and I want to be there, and it's too toxic.
So, even to the point where, like, you got into a freaking argument with freaking Phil.
Yeah.
Over, like, he's over, like, you were pissed. I was dying.
You remember that? Remember you were going, you were walking back and
forth. That was the St. John's. That was the freaking March. That was the March Madness, like first round. No, that was the first four game of March Madness with St. John's. They were playing San Diego State, and they were getting beat. And like,
what did you hear? Well, Phil. Yeah. Okay. I love Phil and all. He was egging me on. He was going. He was saying Dariel's going to be a great programming director. I don't know if you're going to be. I don't think you're going to be a programming director. Dariel's done more for the station. As soon as he said that, you heard. What did you hear? What did you hear from the other room? Like an eruption.
I think you were saying, I can get everybody show up on the. I can get everybody show on the stream. Like I forget what you. I honestly forget. That's the only thing that I remember, to be honest.
But you remember it was like, you've never seen me that angry before.
No, none of that. What was that incident where like you were sitting on like the couches with like the other people and like this like random girl was here, was like sitting there and you said something? And then like the other members were like freaking like ragging on you. Like, I don't even remember what that was.
I can't remember. This happened? What was?
I don't even know. It was some girl that wasn't even like a freaking member.
And she ragged on me?
No, like the freaking like other like members, like you said something like, ah, well, they always found a reason. They always found like a reason.
Yeah, they still do.
Oh my God.
That's funny, but it's just crazy. All the crazy experiences that have gone on there with me and you were a part of, but that night with Phil, I remember I looked in the booth cause Gary was in Studio B and his face was like, he was stunned because the thing with me, man, I get angry, but when you do something like that and you're antagonizing, cause me, I'm not a person that gets angry right away. I just blow up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to keep throwing digs at me. It piles up. All that emotion just piles up, and I become the Incredible Hulk. And that's what you saw that night.
Oh, my goodness.
You saw it.
Didn't you, like, at one point, you were even telling me, like, yo, man, like, I'm this close to just, like, punching somebody in the face.
Yeah.
He said, like, you said, like, there's so much, like, disrespect here and like just no one takes this stuff seriously, like I'm close to just knocking somebody out and getting into a fight.
Yeah,
like I'm like, oh my God. Like,
and you know, dude, what's funny though? You know what's funny, everyone at the station always wanted to see me fight someone. That's it. People were like, I got all my money on Max.
That was it. Like the people were like egging you on.
Even you did. I told you about the time with Jackson, because Jackson said something to me. And it was something rude and wise-ashes, as he always said something. And you're like, ooh, fight.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Jackson stands up, and I'm like, sit down. Please, little kid. That's what I said, please.
Sit down.
Yeah.
My God.
But yeah, everyone always had their money on me to fight someone at the station.
Always. Well, you had a short fuse.
Yeah.
And you're ready to blow up on somebody.
At like, any minute, in any moment.
Oh my God. You blew up on like a couple of people. Oh my God. Wasn't there like one person?
Who?
That you blew up on for like not like leaving the studio in time, but you were doing your show or something like that. I know there's been people that have had their show before yours and they just don't leave on time.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh boy. How bad was that?
Not good for them.
Oh my goodness. Those were the worst. Like even when we were doing our show in the studio, like there'd just be people just like chilling inside the studio, like get up and leave.
Yeah.
Like you can't just be chill. That should be like a rule too. Like no like chilling in the studio too.
Yeah. No, it shouldn't even be. It doesn't look good, but at the same time, empty booth doesn't look good. But you know what? The best thing is to fill that show schedule with shows so that we don't have to worry about that problem.
I felt bad about that one time you brought in that professor, Peter Bellotti.
Oh yeah.
He probably was so like, get me out of here when he like when he walked in. Place was a mess. Wasn't professional. Like, do you still have his contact?
Yeah, I do.
Oh yeah, keep that.
Yeah, that's funny though, isn't it?
Very, very funny. So was there anything else you wanted to like discuss, man? Like, or should we like wrap this up?
Shout out to Christian Conti, my guy from high school. Mm-hmm. He's one of my close friends from high school, Trinity, and we can go on for days how much I hated high school. But, you know, there were some people that I made friendships with there in the long term, and he was one of them. Shout out to Christian Conti. He's watching the show. He told me he's watching it during lunch. Saw his Instagram message. Shout out to Christian Conti, my guy. And, you know, we got to link up. We got to link up, FaceTime, catch up on things. But a couple sports things. I mean, WSJU Radio, man. That's the story. And the story go on, you know, for me, I'm going to make it big. You know, that's what I want to do. I've been destined for. I'm working my ass for it. I'm for hard work. I do everything 24/7, 365 around the damn clock. But now, sports talk time.
Mm-hmm.
And the Mets have struck out the offseason. Okay.
struck out the offseason.
They lost out on Bauer. They lost out on Springer. Lost out on Brad Hand. I'm sure they'll lose. There's talks of them trading for Chris Bryant. Let's see if they can get that done, because maybe I'll feel a little bit better that they – because my thing with Bauer, I wanted Bauer. You look at the ERAs, he's been very inconsistent in his career. He pitched a 1.73 ERA last year. The year before that, he pitched in either the fours or the twos. I think it was in the fours. Then he pitched in the twos the year before that. All the other years, it's been the fours. Mm-hmm. I'm not as worried that we didn't get him. My issue was filling that center fielder hole. You needed George Springer. You didn't get him. You let him go to the Toronto Blue Jays. And then you traded Steven Matz to the Blue Jays, which angered me even more, because I thought you trade Steven Matz. He's always been a rotation guy. He's been there for years and years and years and years. Grew up a Mets fan. You traded him to the Blue Jays. That's a clear sign to me. Oh, you're going to bring in Trevor Bauer. And you didn't do that. You didn't do that. You failed this offseason, the Mets. You failed miserably. The only way you can really rejuvenate yourselves is by trading for Chris Bryant. Because now you added another star to your team that's a third baseman.
I mean, that's your opinion, man. I think their offseason was great.
I hated it. The Lindor and Carrasco, fine.
Lindor, Carrasco, they got the new catcher. They got a center fielder. They got another reliever. Like, those are nice pieces that needed to be brought in. So, that's just me.
Let's move on to the Knicks now.
Knicks.
Yeah, trading for Derrick Rose. You brought back D. Rose. You traded Dennis Smith Jr. I saw a picture. People were saying, oh, Dennis Smith Jr. is all smiles now that he's in Detroit. Well, you know what? Knicks fans are smiling, too, that you're gone. You did nothing. So we're smiling, too. I'd rather have D. Rose at the age of 32.
Mm-hmm. D. Rose played good. I think he dropped like 14 points.
Yep. Had a couple assists, one rebound. Yeah.
He has the Thibodeau connection there.
And you know, this is D Rose's. He can be the complete leader now because Melo was there. Melo was the prima donna, even though I preach how much I love Melo. D Rose could be the veteran leader for this team that we need. Like I said, we still came up short. We're still coming up in short in games. We need a 3-point shooter and a center. And one of those players has to be a star. They need a star player.
I'm telling you, I think the star is Victor Oladipo. I think that's the guard that is going to change the franchise. He's been the guard that the Knicks have been looking for a while. I think Bradley Beal is going to cost a little too much. And listen, Bradley Beal, you'll take Bradley Beal. I mean, he's one of the best players in basketball right now.
Yep. Get it done. Whatever you got to do, Oladipo or Bradley Beal, man, I'm on board. Get it done. You know, stop shorthanding Thibodeau, because at the end of the season, I don't think Knicks fans are going to blame him, but I'm tired of blaming the coach. I mean, Fizdale was horrible, and all the previous coaches are horrible. But now you have a competent coach who can do his job, and he's proven that with the people that he even has. He doesn't have a star, and he's doing amazing things with the team that we never would have thought happened. We thought we would probably win like one or two games at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Overcome that. So now get the man his players. Get the man his stars.
Absolutely. So let's do a little quick Nets, then we can book on out of here.
How you feeling about the Nets? You got your controversies going around there with them keeping KD out. Kyrie's having some issues.
Well, KD's coming back tomorrow. Yeah. Thank goodness. No, not tomorrow. Saturday.
He's coming back. Saturday's, I thought it was Friday. Game. I guess he's coming back to Saturday then.
Yeah. Well, no, there's no game Friday. There's a game on Saturday. Kyrie has a sprained finger, but he dropped 37 points yesterday. Like, it hasn't stopped him. What I'm starting to figure out is like effort plays a lot into why their defense has been crap.
Yep.
They held the Pacers to 94 points yesterday. Like, you can play defense. All you gotta do is just try. And I tell you, I think Steve Nash lit a fire under DeAndre yesterday because he was trying. He was playing hard. You know, and they had a nice win, a big time win against the Pacers that was needed. And now all the Nets have to do is just stay within the top four or five seeds in the East. I don't like asking to be the number one seed. That's a little bit tough. They're going to have to get really, they're going to have to really play good on defense and keep up consistency to reach the Sixers at the one seed.
If they play defense, they're a dangerous team.
If they play defense, they're one of the best teams in basketball.
Yeah, they're already dangerous on offense, but the defense needs to be there.
But that's why you have the buyout market coming up in March. The trade deadline is on March 25th. They have a lot that they can do here. So hopefully they get a defender. They signed Amon Shumpert. They signed Noah Vonleh.
I love how the Nets, you know, maybe they should worry about their own team. You want to go and sign all these ex-Knicks. If that's to stick it in our face, we don't care.
Oh. They're bringing in, they're getting Pablo Prigioni out of retirement.
Oh, yeah. Or maybe Raymond Felton.
Raymond Felton or like Marcus Camby. Watch Tyson Chandler get signed too to be center.
Watch. That's because that's all the Nets care about. Like not like some of the fans tick me off, but the Nets. It's like you're always trying to compete with the Knicks. The Knicks are always going to be New York's team, 100%. It's like if you focused on yourself and stopped worrying about the team across town, maybe you could win something and maybe develop your defense.
Mm-hmm.
Too busy worrying about the Knicks.
Hope for the best, man. Hope for the best. Yep. But
Jets news? You want to get into some?
The only thing about the Jets, man, there really isn't much about the Jets.
I've been reading some reports that people are writing in the news as in the sports columns that are the Jets may regret a trade for Sam Darnold. That's completely bull. You know it. I'm not going to regret it. Trade him and his Incredibles looking kid out of here. Get that man off my team. I don't want him here anymore. I hate Darnold. I had Rich Simini on my show this past Monday. And, you know, he told me he's unsure about the quarterback situation. They may draft one. He doesn't see Deshaun Watson happening. He doesn't think Douglas is going to want to give up that draft capital.
Or Houston may not trade him at all.
Yeah, Houston may not trade him at all, which, you know, I really don't care at this point. Whatever happens, I just don't want Sam on my team at the center for QB. Don't do that because I'm not going to be happy and I'm not going to watch the season. I'm not going to watch the Jets. I'll go root for the Green Bay Packers or some other team because I'm not going to sit through another year of Sam.
Yeah.
You sucked for Sam and you still suck with Sam because of Sam.
But Sam Darnold could very well be the starting quarterback.
He could be. And you know what? And guess who won't be rooting for him? Me.
Yeah, you'll be out, right?
Yeah, I'll be out. Please, you know, it was like the dynamic duo between him and Gaze, and you still got this freaking guy. Please, Sam Darnold.
All right, man. Let's wrap this up.
Yep.
Let me tell you, my socials is my Instagram is at TANOOCH96. Once again, at TANOOCH96.
Yeah. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at The Real Max, TheReelMax. Once again, TheReelMax. Go check out my website, maxrcoghlan.com, maxrcoghlan.com. For all the previous shows, interviews, anything that I've done on my own, including this show, Tony and Mad Max, under shows, Tony and Mad Max, you'll see all the episodes right there. We're on all the podcast platforms, iHeartRadio, Podbean, Spotify, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, you name it. We are there. We are live every Thursday. Mostly probably around 4:30, 4:40 will be live around then.
Yeah.
We may have to move the show time from there on the schedule, but we're consistent.
It depends.
It depends on your work schedule more.
Yeah, it bounces back and forth.
Yeah, when we can do the earlier slot, we'll do it.
Yeah, 100%.
Final word.
All right, good. All right, guys. So thank you for tuning in. Stay safe. Wear a mask. Socially distant, please. Get your vaccine. If you have an opportunity to get vaccinated, take it. Please get your vaccine.
And double up on the masks.
Double up too if you can. So everybody, please be safe and enjoy the rest of your week and into your weekend. Thank you guys. So long.